Welcome back to Fair Play, the how-to youth sports show for coaches and parents of young athletes. I'm Scott Lancaster, along with Boomer Esiason, and we have a real treat for you today. Joining us is Hall of Fame football coach Bill Walsh, who, in addition to coaching the 49ers to a few championships, was also a successful coach at the college level at Stanford University. He also, for those of you that don't know this, coached for a number of years at the high school level. Coach, thanks for joining us today on Fair Play.
Well, Scott, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you guys.
Well, it's an honor to have you. I know we've done quite a few projects together at the NFL, and I know you're very, very interested in youth sports, and you've given me a lot of input when we were writing the book Fair Play, so it's great to have you on to give, as you know, this show is all about tips and giving helpful tips to coaches and parents. But, Bill, you're considered a master organizer. You've written books about this, about your techniques and philosophies on the subject of organization and proper preparation. And you account for it winning you three Super Bowls. But what would you suggest to youth coaches preparing for an upcoming season of practices and games? And what would you consider to be the most important thing they should be organizing themselves for the season to begin? Because as you know, as we all know, a lot of coaches just walk out on the field totally unprepared.
Well, that's the problem. In reality, a true professional, and I'd have to call a youth sports coach a professional once they take that role. A true professional is going to spend about as much time planning practices and organizing the seasonal practices as he does coaching the game. And so it's not that, I suppose, enjoyable. It's almost uncomfortable to sit down and map out every practice for every day of the week and a typical practice for each day, emphasizing certain fundamentals, and have that all compiled and ready to go, so that for every practice you just pull out that day's practice with the same drills and the same emphasis on fundamentals, and that all has to be done before the season ever starts. Now, if the NFL people do it and the major university people do it all across the country and the top high school coaches do it, well, then a youth coach should do it even more thoroughly because of the age of the youngsters.
You know, Coach, that's what I was going to say to you, is that a lot of people don't realize that the NFL players, their practice is all about practicing those fundamentals, not just going out and playing football. I wonder if you could elaborate a little bit for us on the fact of the fundamentals that are being taught, not only at the pro level, but how they, you know, would work towards the youth level as well.
Well, to be honest, here's two examples. I worked with Joe Montana his last year of playing football. I believe he's around age 38 or 39, on his fundamentals for weeks before he went to training camp, on the basic fundamentals of playing quarterback, the footwork, the mechanics, the decision-making, everything that goes with it. Also, I would have Jerry Rice by himself on the field without a football, running his pass patterns and timing out every step he takes and every move he makes, and Jerry is nearly 40. So at that age, they're still working on fundamentals that, to be honest with you, some youth coaches just overlook completely. And so the fundamentals, the mechanics, the techniques of the game have to be emphasized. And the key, I think, for a young coach is decide on what skills, what techniques or fundamentals your players need at each position. There might be five techniques or skills that they need to play a given position, and then decide and work on how you're going to teach those fundamentals. So isolate the skills, isolate the fundamentals, and then decide the best possible drill you have that will develop those fundamentals. Now, that is a core teaching that's done at the university level in all subjects, that's done everywhere. And youth football coaches, if they take that responsibility, have to isolate skills and fundamentals, have to isolate how exactly they're going to teach each one of those and drill them, and then organize a practice that develops all of those.
You're listening to Fair Play. I'm Scott Lancaster along with Boomer Esiason, and we have such a treat today for all of you that are probably driving your kids off to practice or to a game. We have legendary coach Bill Walsh with us. And Coach, both Boomer and I have been discussing that perhaps we're now beginning to witness for the first time among American athletes, they are no longer considered among the elite athletes of the world. And I'll give you some examples. When you consider what's going on in track and field, and then the increasing presence of foreign players in the NBA, which is now around 20%, believe it or not, And there's similar trends in the NHL. And now for the first time, and Boomer and I were laughing about this, but not, it's not funny, but for the first time, the United States national baseball team did not qualify for the Olympics. And do you feel that this is a result of how we're preparing young athletes at an early age? There's with less of a focus placed on the fundamentals and more emphasis placed on the final score?
Well, there's a couple of categories I think we can talk about, speak of. Number one are the fundamentals and isolating those and deciding how you're going to teach them and drill them and then doing it over and over until the athlete does not have to think of what they're about to do. They respond. Because really, we can't think of two things at once when we're competing. Boomer, when he was playing, could not think, well, I'll take five steps this time, and I'll make sure that I keep the ball above my waist, all that kind of. No, Boomer did those kind of things through rote, instinctive work and repetition on the field. That's one. So that has to occur. Then next, you have to let them play. And that's why you see so many baseball players coming from the Latin countries, because they just play. And so don't bore them with drills that don't have any connection with the game. The fundamentals should have a direct relationship with what they do in the game. Then you have to allow people to play and to learn to develop their own game. Those are two areas that we in the United States have really fallen off on.
And you know, Coach, there's been so much overemphasis on winning in youth sports, and it has become a major issue for all of us. You know, I know that, you know, at the high level that you coaches would stand up before your team when you lost a game, but you'd always look at some of the positives within that game. You know, is there a way or a mechanism that you used to use if you were, say, in a losing streak, how you would kind of make your players feel a little bit better about themselves?
Well, I think the key for all of us when we, in coaching a team sport, is for the players themselves to develop great pride and gratification as to their own personal development related to their fundamentals and skills. And that's what you continually emphasize, that a player is improving personally every day that they go out and practice. That is isolates everything from winning games or losing games. It's just how you can get better and better at what you do on the field. And that is the absolute key. For those who overlook all of that and just think win or lose, they're really shortchanging the athlete.
Well, Coach, you know, let's take it back to the youth coaches, because one of the reoccurring questions that keeps coming up in the show and parents keep asking is they're concerned when they go out to bring their kids out for the first time or they're starting a new age level of what they should be looking for in a coach. They're a little bit afraid of who they're leaving their kids in the hands of. And what are the qualities that a parent should be looking for in a coach when they go looking at these leagues and looking at coaches?
Well, I have to say that the football coach in particular has full control, power over the destiny of his athletes, full control and power over their safety, the safeguard of the athlete, and over their development, both physically and emotionally. And so a parent should be able and willing to go to a football practice and feel comfortable about what's being taught. Now, I had a nephew who went to his first practice, and the coach said, in youth football, you shouldn't come to our practices. You won't like what you see. Well, he was there about 3 days. He was really a great athlete. He went on and became a top soccer player, an All-American soccer player, at 6'3". Would have been a great wide receiver. My point is that the coach should have enough control and be a good enough teacher that he can personally account for parents being there watching the practice.
And, Coach, we talk about athletes and we talk about specialization in sports. And, by the way, you're listening to Fair Play. I'm Boomer Esiason along with Scott Lancaster. And joining us today is the great coach, Bill Walsh. And, Bill, you've been known for so many things. I just want to get your thoughts of, you know, when do you think it's right for an athlete to start specializing in one sport? You know, when I grew up, I played basketball, football, and baseball. And I did that from when I was 9 years old all the way until I was 18. And that's not the case anymore. A lot of parents are putting their kids into year-round programs, whether it be for soccer, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, whatever it might be. When do you think is the appropriate age for a kid to focus in on one sport and maybe make a future out of it?
Well, it probably should occur first year of college, to be honest with you. I was the same way, because I played basketball and ran track as well as played football. And those experiences, each one of those sports offer you something in a way of learning, maturing, and finding out about yourself under pressure and stress and competition. So I like the idea of more than one sport, and it takes a lot of the pressure off the athlete, because if they're just zeroed in or forced to focus on one sport and then measure themselves by that, it's sort of unfair, because they may not be the best football player of all time. And if they have to measure themselves with just that one sport, I'm not sure it's a great learning experience.